radio sounds a little different. That's all.
218, I'm calling at 75 meter AWN on 3867. N1VKR.
Good morning, Augie. N1VKR.
Good morning, Chris. W1YCW. W1GSO. KG2OK. W2AO. K28CT.
K28CT, good morning, Logie.
Morning, Fred. K2LO. W2IXH.
W2IXH.
Morning, Bill. K2LP. K2IC. W2OBJ.
W2OBJ, good morning.
Morning, Al. WV2FYQ. K2TAE. WCGFH. WCOLV.
W3OLV. Good morning, Howie.
Morning, Floyd. W3NE.
W3NE, good morning.
Morning, Bob. W3VVS.
W3VVS, good morning.
Morning, Paul. W3IGU.
W3IGU.
Morning, Bill. WA3DSP. Morning, Doug. Do you have to be in there, Mike, M4FS? Anybody else? 3WA? Good morning, Don. Anybody else? Okay, CAVU here this morning, 76, 77 degrees, and down in the low 40s for overnight low. That was around, that was early this morning. Very beautiful moonlight night last night. The full moon was just as bright as could be. And let's see, temperature-wise, Sunday was 90, and it was a couple of 3 or 4 degrees higher than that yesterday. So that got warm enough so the air conditioner came on. How about that? Happy Memorial Day, everybody. N1BKR and AWA, W2SHM.
W2SHM and the AWA, N1BKR. Good morning to you, Hoagie, and to all hands. Well, it's going to be a real hot day, I'm afraid. It's right now it's 70, but it'll going to get up to 90 like yesterday, I guess. Temperature at 4 o'clock this morning when I got up was 44 degrees. That was nice. At least it wasn't freezing. So, let's see. I was out there doing some mowing here this morning, trimming here and there. And I've got about 15, 20 minutes more work to do, which I'm going to do before the real heat sets in. So, according to the list here this morning, it goes to Fred, K28CT, N1BKR.
I'll figure that down and then give it to Fred.
Oh, okay. N1BKR, EWA, W1YCW. Boy, the QFD is very, very soft as far as the signals go from right down to disappearing. Really, he went out on the roll call, Hogie, and also N1BKR just now. My neighbor has started the electric fence up, so I have a nice S9 bus pulse that comes in here, but the door doesn't really bother. I can read through it, the PSD is the problem. And I have a guest here this weekend. He went out to pick up the paper there Saturday, and I have a 50-50 van in the yard with 8 of her 6 bolts.
That buzzing noise that I
has been unable to isolate as yet back in the city. And, you know what, here, it never gets real hot, especially in the house. It would have to be 4 or 5 days. There's a lot of trees here. In fact, just go a few miles over here to town, and where it's open, it's stripped off, and the sun beats down on me, and I can't wait to get away from it. So, other than that, everything is moving along here. We got some different projects to work on, and getting the place in order. We've been doing that. HG, I noticed you gave a call. So you know what happens with Joe is many times when he's home on a long weekend, early in the morning he gets out and he works a lot of DX, and then he takes the dog out early and sometimes he goes back in the bed. So I don't know, that may have been where he is right now. He does like to work some DX early in the morning on 20 and so forth. But all the signals are good, but we have a kind of a light turnout here this morning. So, W2IH, WAWH, and 28CT.
Okay, Fred, K28CT, and the group from W2IH. Oh, Fred, you're coming in here like gangbusters, wow. I had to turn the gain down. Yeah, when you're out there on the island, they have to turn it up. Temperature here, 72 degrees, cloudy, hazy. Yesterday was hot, day before was hot. Barometer's 30.14. And Don, that sounds interesting about the turkeys. Maybe there's a hen has a nest there somewhere in the high grass. Yesterday I spent most of the day being a chauffeur for Annie. And then, about 5 or 6 o'clock at night, I got real ambitious and planted about half of my garden. I set out 30 plants, watered them. So I didn't want to put them out when the sun was so hot, they'd wilt right down. So I figured water them good, put them out just before dark, and water them first thing this morning, which I did. Tomorrow, I take Annie down to the doctor's office in Weymouthsport. Yeah. And I was busy this morning here, too, doing odds and ends. So, let's see. Over to Al, W2OBJ from W2IXH.
Are you there, Al? Yeah, something happened there, so pick it up, Floyd, and then we'll listen for Al.
Okay, I guess we'll wait for W2OBJ. This is W3OLA. Most signals are up here today. There's a few that are varying, but a little bit better than some days in the past, recently. And also a low noise level here. According to the cable channel, it's around 68 here, but I believe it's up higher than that already. 30.15 is the pressure, and it's clear. And had a nice time yesterday at the Howard County Hamfest. Quite a good crowd and a beautiful day. I met Smitty's brother. I wasn't aware that Smitty had passed away down there in the Baltimore area. That's W3BNO. Maybe it was mentioned in the net one day when I had missed or something. I looked it up in the bulletin, by golly, it's listed there. And anyway, I was talking to his son. He was there at the Hamfest. Told me about it. Now, that's the first time I was aware of it. I don't know how I missed it. According to the bulletin, and he passed away February 7th, 1999. I don't know how I missed that. But I had a good conversation with his son there, and quite a few other hams were there, and so I had more of a social affair than anything. Picked a few little bits of odds and ends up, and got rid of some undesirables. Had a good time, all in all. also ordered some flowers, Bill. I had planted the other day some annuals out here in the yard. On a day like this, they need a little extra rain, I guess, because I have a feeling it's going to be a scorcher today, at least according to the weatherman. I guess yesterday people had a lot of entertainment on TV. If you were interested in the Indianapolis race and the stock car race, there were two big ones yesterday. I caught the end of the Indianapolis. I got home from the Ham Fest, and then last evening the Coca-Cola 600 was on. The Indianapolis race goes 500 miles, and the Coca-Cola, the stock car race, was 600. I kind of looked at both of them. I got interested in that type of activities with my older brother years ago, and we used to go to races up at Williams Grove Speedway occasionally. Not really into it, but I do look at it once in a while. I got a kick out. One of my friends says, what do you get out of seeing cars going around the circle? But if you get to know all the drivers and their families and their activities, and you get the certain favorite ones that you sort of root for, it can be a little fun, I guess. but other people have different views of that. I guess that's it, Bob. It's your turn. Not too much to say here. This going to be a beautiful, hot, and warm day. And some good old summer is on the way it looks. W3NE and the AWA group, W3OLV.
Are you back, Al?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead and then go to Bob.
Oh, okay. I must have, let's see, W3OLV and the group W2OBJ. I'm sorry, I must have picked up the mic and hit the down button on the top of the mic. And hit the frequency and didn't even notice it. Oh, jeez. Cockpit trouble here, that's for sure. Let's see, at 73 degrees and sunny, and the signals are all good here. And the band is really quiet. And as I mentioned before, I guess I was a couple KC low or something, that we ended up with doing a lot of yard work and finally caught up on the trimming of bushes and so on first time around. And now the grass needs cutting again. So it's a never-ending cycle. And Don, I was interested in that turkey hen of yours and the chicks. When my wife and I walk to town every morning with the dog, we've been watching some Canadian geese or mallards or something. They had a nest on the riverbank on the opposite side of the road that we walk on. And a female was sitting on the nest there for, oh gee, I guess a month or more. Very diligently in all kinds of weather, heat, rain, sun, whatever. And then last week one day we noticed that she was gone and there was nobody there. And then the next day we saw them at a different part of the river, and the female was swimming, and there were six little fuzzy cheek chicks all in a straight line behind her, and the papa was bringing up the rear. So it was very interesting to watch the nature. So Lloyd, I gave it to you last time, but I was off frequency, so I'll give it to Bob. W3NE in a group, W2OBJ.
W2OBJ from W3NE. Yeah, Al, you were on 3865, I think. I could still hear your sidebands, and I realized that you were in there. I'll have to admit that I listened to Floyd, though. But anyway, that happens, and I've noticed that sometimes if I have reading material on the desk, I'll inadvertently turn a page that causes me to go off frequency. Well, Floyd, I watched the Indianapolis 500 on tape. I usually record it. I was out all day yesterday, and it was unfortunate. The leader ran out of fuel on the last lap, and that's got to really be a bitter loss. They were all running close on fuel right at the very end. The way the pit stops worked out, it made a number of them marginal. I agree with you, Floyd. When you're really interested, and I was in the 50s, I was interested in it. And this baloney that you hear from people that say the only reason that people go to an automobile race is to watch a crash is just a lot of hogwash. You become very much attached to people, and you're not there, or you don't follow it in order to for some gory situation to come up. I at that time, Bill Vukovich was a very popular and well-known driver, and as a matter of fact, he got killed, and I stopped following it after that. That really made a very deep impression on me. Yesterday, I was out at our railroad track, and the grandson of a friend of mine was there, and I let him run my engine practically all day. So I wasn't behind the throttle very much, but I had a good time, and I rode with him while he was running it. We had a fairly good crowd. We had people from Long Island and Virginia Beach and New Jersey, and of course Pennsylvania. So it was a nice group and a very nice day. I guess that's about it. And so I'll turn it over to Mr. WVS, W3VVS from W3NE.
Yeah, okay, Bob. W3NE and the gang, W3VVS here. Okay, some QSB on signals, but otherwise, good copy. And CAVU, temperature 84 degrees in the shade. And we had our share of cookouts yesterday. We went to two different cookouts. One of them, my son made his famous sauce, and he puts it on the meat and then grills the meat. And we had pork and we had chicken, and boy, you name it, and it was delicious. And my wife and I trimmed bushes over the weekend, and we just got out there this morning and finished raking up the results. We trimmed something like 7 bushes of various and sundry sizes and removed 1 small tree, and then 2 holly trees. I guess you'd call them trees. They're pretty good size. I had to use a stepladder to trim the tops out. And we have a male and a female, and I trimmed them back. And it was kind of busy. Al, I thought it rather unusual that you didn't come back, so I punched in the RIT and found you 2 KC lower. And so I just kept punching the RIT once in a while and alternated between Floyd and yourself. I wanted to tell you that I got a chance to look back over some QST magazines here, and the two-part article, a broadband HF amplifier using low-cost power MOSFETs. I see that you got your you got a credit line there at the end of the article, and I remember you telling me about having worked on that particular amplifier. So congratulations, Al. Well, when I was still in high school, that was some time ago, a group of us fellas used to go to the midget racing in Miami, Ohio. And then a couple of years back, I took my kids to CA, I forget what you call them, but they're just a souped-up stock car. On a dirt track, quarter mile. And we were sitting pretty high up in the grandstand, and I'm glad that we were, because we had a wreck happen right in front of us, and the entire axle assembly, both front wheels and everything, came right up into the grandstand, and the safety fence caught the wheels and bounced it back out onto the track. Well, let me tell you, that scared the daylights out of my kids. Well, of course, I felt a little uneasy also. But after that, I don't think they ever went to a stock car race. It was quite something. Okay. I got a lot of outside work to continue, and maybe even if it cools down a little bit, I might even take out a couple of bushes yet today that are growing up, and my wife doesn't like where they're at. So with that, let's see. Over to Bill. And how were the lobster? W3IGU, this is W3VVS.
The lobster is yet to come along about 5 o'clock, I think. Okay, W3VVS and the AWA, W3IGU. Well, I started out with a S6 noise level, but that suddenly disappeared, so things are normal again. CAVU here, I think, but with all the leaves on the trees outside this north window, I'm not 100% certain, but it is very sunny. Looks like a beautiful day, although it's going to get a little bit too warm. I'll be on this one cycle only. I'll just listen through Hoagie, and then I think I'll just shut it down and get shaved and get ready to meet the day. So I'll say 73 all around, guys. Have a good one. WA3DST and the AWA W3IGU.